Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Here's a quote from your book, A Couple's Journey with God. A great marriage is like a bullet train. When you said till death do us part, you are committing to a traveling companion for the duration. The person you start marriage with is supposed to be the same person you usher into heaven. That is God's ideal. The journey of love is easier and richer if you make it all the way together. I think that is so great. Bill, why don't you speak to just some of the other ideas of how you guys have cultivated a faith life together? So you talked about praying before your meals and praying together at night, keeping it simple, but just making that a standard practice. And I happen to know you guys pray over your meal and then you kiss every time. I think that doesn't hurt at all. but Bill, maybe there's other things that just in the when you hit speed bumps, how you guys connect with each other to stay connected to each other and to the Lord.
Well, one of the things that we started doing, I would say we really started this in our 30s. There was a hint of it before, but it really started in our 30s and served us well when we had teenagers, is we started contending together in prayer. Like we knew that if our kids fell in love with Jesus, we were going to look like pretty good parents. And if our kids found a solid footing in their faith with Jesus, they would navigate the teen years well. But we could also tell there was a battle on for our kids, that they were struggling with attitudes and peer pressure was a real thing and temptation and puberty seemed to go along like kind of as cousins. And so Pam and I, we started praying together kind of militantly. Like we would say, God, we are claiming our kids for you. And Satan, you have no part in our family life. You have no part in the life of our kids.
We would print out verses about our marriage and for our kids. And we would pray by faith what we believed God was calling as a gift to our marriage and family. We couldn't see it yet, so we would claim them by faith, those promises.
And we would pray things like, God, if our kids are about to make a bad decision, would you interrupt them? And if our kids do something that's not right, would you let us know? And we just started asking God to be part of our family system and part of the process of overseeing our kids. And that was something that we didn't set out to do that as a couple. But when, as our kids got to be teenagers, close to teen, and then became teenagers, Pam and I really kind of bonded together spiritually to contend for their hearts. Looking back, that's one of the most precious gifts I think Pam and I found together.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.